A 17-year-old girl who we are referring to as Jane to protect her privacy attends Juba Technical Secondary School. Jane says last year she was busy at school, but this year she became pregnant when she was not in school and had too much free time on her hands during the lockdown.
Since Corona came, I could not go to school. And since the Corona outbreak for almost the whole of this year, I am at home and have not yet returned to school. I am just at home. It has made me redundant. There is nothing that makes one busy. This is something that made many girls this year to become pregnant.
Another 17-year-old student of Darling Wisdom Secondary School, who we are calling Alice, to protect her identity, says she became pregnant during the lockdown.
You can talk to your boyfriend at any time. You can use the telephone freely. There is no one at home who can talk to you or guide you. And also, your boyfriend is not busy. He doesn't go to school or work, so you can walk to him and meet him at any time.
Jane says she regrets becoming sexually active this past year. She says she wants to go back to school after having her baby.
Once I deliver, I want to return to school because the level of my academics I have reached to, even if my parents will not support me, I can't support myself to finish my education because I am just left with 2 years to finish senior four.
Alice says when her parents discovered that she was pregnant, they confronted her boyfriend taking her to his home. Alice says she faced many challenges during the few days she stayed at her boyfriend's home, and when she complained, her parents allowed her to return home so she and her unborn child would stay healthy and safe.
There is nothing good in an early marriage. It is only if one puts efforts in education that is when one will get something good. Also, to mothers and aunties taking care of girls, staying with them, they should take proper care of them, because when the girls do not get the necessary parental support, it is one of the problems that make other girls to think of marriage.
Juba parent Estherina Frederick, who has a pregnant teenage daughter, says tough economic times has contributed to the problem of unwanted teenage pregnancies in South Sudan.
These girls, some of their parents do not have the school fees to pay. The economic situation has even now gotten worse following the outbreak of the corona. School fees have been increased, and now some parents cannot afford to pay. Talk of parents who are soldiers, they cannot afford, even teachers or the civil servants.
Frederick says she is determined to send her daughter back to school after delivery.
Girls these days, when they are educated, they are a big support to their families. A girl, no matter how much she's stubborn, when she's educated, she can be a big support to the family.
Juba parent Peter Malir says some school girls are victims of socioeconomic challenges brought on by COVID-19. He says parents and the girls must work together to make sure that pregnant students are able to return to school.
There needs to be a very systematic program that will be set to really help sensitize and aware the parents to support their girls get back to school. There needs to be a programs from the government and partners to really help girls, you know, get back to study and even to support, you know, children they might have in one way or the other given birth to.
Child rights activist Nono Diana Allison works with the local NGO Young Positive South Sudan, which campaigns against the early marriages. She says a lack of sex education and sex as a taboo subject in South Sudan exacerbates conditions that lead to many unwanted pregnancies during the lockdown.
Our parents have already locked their mindset to our traditions that sexuality education is a taboo. You cannot speak to your girl about menstrual hygiene. You cannot speak to your girl about how menstruations are supposed to be, you know, how you can keep yourself when you're in your menstruations and getting pregnant.
There is no clear data on how many schoolgirls across South Sudan have become pregnant during the lockdown, but Diana says in Juba's Lologo residential area alone, her organization has confirmed 7 girls in one school became pregnant, and in the same community, 10 girls in other schools were impregnated. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.